at 7 o'clock on WMAL. News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. North Korea is threatening a preemptive strike on Guam in the wake of President Trump's remarks yesterday that Pyongyang would face fire and fury if it continues to threaten the U.S. Correspondent Will Ripley tells us.
Guam is significant because the U.S. flies bombing missions from that island. On Monday, the U.S. flew two B-1B bombers over the Korean Peninsula as a show of force against North Korea, ongoing show of force after their two ICBM tests in the month of July.
A statement from North Korea specifically mentions a potential strike on Anderson Air Force Base designed to, quote, send a serious warning signal to the U.S. The College Park City Council has postponed until next month a decision on whether to let non-citizens vote in city elections. The bill's co-sponsor, Councilmember Christine Nagel, said the delay was aimed at giving the council time to discuss putting the matter to a referendum. Prince George's County police officers were on hand at last night's council meeting after council members received a threat about their pending vote on the issue. As a rookie D.C. firefighter continues to recover from injuries he suffered when he was hit by a fire truck last week, his colleagues are now teaming up to support him. And you can help out this morning.
All you need to do is head over to the Tune In Restaurant and Bar on Capitol Hill. If you donate $20, you get a breakfast buffet, and it helps out the family of Dane Smothers Jr., the rookie firefighter who was hit by a ladder truck last week.
Anything we could do with an injury as serious as this to help out the family, that was just automatic for us.
Lieutenant Robert Alvarado is president of the Scorched Souls Motorcycle Club. It's made up of D.C. firefighters. The group organized the benefit.
Doesn't matter if you've got 30 seconds on the job or 30 years on the job. Once you take that out and walk to that firehouse door, you're part of the family.
The fundraiser runs from 8 a.m. until noon. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some residents in D.C.'s Sheridan-Kalorama neighborhood have a problem with some of their neighbors. The once opulent but now run-down or abandoned embassies. D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans says the city has few options.
There is no real way for the city and even the country to do something about a building because it belongs to, theoretically, the country who owns the building. It's their property.
Evans says he usually tries to go through the State Department when he hears from constituents, but that, he says, is a delicate situation. The number of guns being found in bags at BWI Airport is on the rise.
The TSA says 21 guns have been detected so far this year at BWI Airport. That is compared to 24 guns in all of 2016. The most recent was on Sunday when a man had a 9mm handgun and a .22 caliber pistol. Authorities say he also had 42 bullets. The TSA did not identify the man, but says he lives in Prince George's County. He was accompanied by two children. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan will be on hand this morning as officials in St. Mary's County announce murder and manslaughter indictments against several drug dealers who they say caused the overdose deaths of six people. And flags in Maryland are at half-staff today to honor a sailor who died in June when the U.S. Navy destroyer he was on collided with a container ship off the coast of Japan. 24-year-old Xavier Alec Martin from Halethorpe will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery later today. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 22,085, the Nasdaq at 6,370. Sports, the Nationals lose to the Marlins, the Orioles fall to the Angels. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is for you.
It's Chris Plant, weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris, you educate me 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I'd like to thank you for that, sir.
A pleasure.
Washington's Mall,
WMAL,
where Washington comes to talk.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, where we've had one of our busy areas for the rush hour through Manassas and Centerville. Now for 66, we're still bunched up as you push past the Manassas interchanges, off and on up to 28, and again, Fair Lakes toward 123. Latest problem has been the crash reported on Business 234 as you're heading northbound on Sudley Road prior to 66. Earlier crash on 66 right from stretch to the merge, that's been cleared. Also, we had the crash on 28 north of I-66 after Walney Road, that's been cleared to the shoulder, so that was causing extra delays to merge onto northbound 28 as well. Here we go on the Greenway Toll Road, not a worry, looks good. Heading up toward the Capitol Beltway, Beltway delays briefly in Annandale and again from the toll road across the Legion Bridge into Maryland. DC 295 heads up for the crash reported southbound after Benning Road as you come up toward East Capitol Street. For the Southeast Southwest Freeway, lanes reported open. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, volume off of 95, heading into Silver Spring, and that inner loop slows to merge past Route 1. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad the next couple of days. Temperatures a couple degrees down below average, about 85 today. A few clouds this morning and sunshine with a few clouds this afternoon. Tonight we'll fall back to about 67. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Tomorrow sunshine, some clouds in the afternoon up to 85, and some morning showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Highs will be about 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Burke, 55 in Frederick, 65 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning at 7:35, we'll be joined by Richard Baum. He's the acting director of the National Drug Control Policy to discuss with us what's going on with the opioid crisis, a focus of the Trump administration, one they highlighted yesterday. And then at 8:05, we'll be joined by Michael Osland from the Hoover Institute to talk about North Korea. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais. He's joined by Mary Walter.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
That was President Trump speaking yesterday from his home in Bedminster, New Jersey, discussing North Korea and the amped rhetoric with North Korea, saying, hey, you know, maybe we'll take a little pot shot at Guam. To discuss that with us right now is Bruce Klingner. He is a research fellow for Northeast Asia at the Heritage Foundation's Asian Studies Center. He's also a former CIA deputy division chief for Korea. Bruce, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. My big question whenever I see this and I hear these things with North Korea, why is Kim Jong-un challenging Trump when he never challenged Obama?
Well, it actually did challenge Obama. The North Korea has continually developed and worked to refine and augment its nuclear arsenal as well as the missile means to deliver them. So during Kim Jong-un's 5 years in power, he's really done an exponentially higher number of missile launches than his father and his grandfather did. So it's really kind of a continually developing crisis.
You know, yesterday the president comes out, he threatens to bring down hellfire, whatever the phrase is precisely, if the North Koreans continue to pursue threats. And the first reaction we got out of the North Koreans was to threaten to attack Guam. Are you of the opinion that North Korea has no concern about American military force, or just doesn't believe the president right now?
Well, we've seen these threats specifically against Guam over the past, so you can keep a kind of a running list of all the various threats. Over the years, they've threatened to turn Seoul, Tokyo, and Washington into seas of fire. So the North Korean rhetoric tends to be over the top, but they don't carry out most of the the threats, but they do occasionally carry one out, so that's when we always have to be very concerned, and we're always trying to parse the threats. With this threat against Guam, it does seem more specific in its language than before, which is worrisome, but we have seen fairly similar threats like that. And also, you figure they wouldn't telegraph a surprise attack.
You know, yesterday, the day began, the reason this all got started was because there were reports that the government has concluded that the North Koreans can now miniaturize a nuke and perhaps attach it to a missile. And, you know, as we've talked about North Korea throughout the years, we've always been given timelines that seem to have been much longer in terms of expecting when North Korea would be ready to do this. How did it get here so quickly, and what were the forces that helped North Korea achieve this? Are there other countries involved?
Well, when I was at CIA in 1999, we did a unclassified national intelligence estimate, and we predicted that by the year 2015, North Korea would have the capability of hitting the continental U.S. with a nuclear weapon. So we may have been off a few years, but it really shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. But we have seen, I think, over the decades, a tendency to downplay or dismiss the North Korean threat. In the 90s, people dismissed that there was a plutonium nuclear weapons program. During the George Bush administration, it was dismissing that a uranium program existed. And then in 2007, when the Israelis hit a target in Syria, people initially downplayed or dismissed that it was a nuclear reactor built with the help of North Korea. Obviously, all of those, you know, were irrefutably true. And then recently, it's been a tendency to say, well, North Korea can't figure these things out. It's still several years away, and they've been saying that for several years. So really, but in the last 2 years, we've had, I think, a lot of cases where people seem surprised by some development, and they've had to refine their estimates. And we saw that even with the two ICBM launches in July, where the July 4th one, they said, oh, it can only hit Alaska, and then 3 weeks later, when they did a longer one that could hit L.A., Denver, and Chicago, and perhaps New York and Washington, again, they were surprised. So I think there's just been this tendency to dismiss North Korea as a threat.
But the country is often seen as an isolated, technology-free country for the most part, at least among the citizenship. But there's a different level of advancement when it comes to these nuclear weapons. How did they get there? Was this just internal deliberations that have led to their ability to be able to do this, internal scientists, or have other countries been assisting them?
Well, there's a long history to each program. North Korea started the nuclear program in the 60s because they felt they couldn't trust their two allies, the Soviet Union and China. So they felt in order to be truly independent, they had to have their own nuclear program. And then the missile program, they started by reverse engineering Russian missiles that they had gotten from Egypt in, I believe, the 1980s. And then they continually expanded and refined those missiles and then came up with their own. But so it's largely indigenous programs, but they do need componentry and technology from the outside world. So after the Soviet Union collapsed, a lot of the unemployed rocket scientists and nuclear scientists, some of them showed up in North Korea. But it's not so much a case of the Russia or China sort of as a government giving them material. It's just North Korea is able to get it through sort of a rogues gallery of other rogue regimes like Libya and Pakistan and Iran. They've all been exchanging information.
Looking back, did we miss any opportunities to stop this?
That's a long-running debate amongst Korea watchers. If you oversimplify, there's sort of the more pressure side of the coin, and then there's the more engagement or more diplomacy side of the coin. And each group will say that had we only tried more strongly with pressure and sanctions, or had we tried more energetic diplomacy and negotiations, we wouldn't be where we are today. But that's a bit of water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing you point to and say, boy, we should have done this, or we should have stuck to this red line.
Well, I would argue that the eight negotiations or the eight international agreements with North Korea that failed were poorly done, and that we didn't apply the same standard of specificity and demands with North Korea as we did in the arms control agreements we had with the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact. Also, by downplaying or dismissing the threat, we've not followed through on what we could have done. Even today, for example, the U.S. is not fully enforcing its own laws. There are Chinese banks and businesses that are misusing the U.S. financial system, committing money laundering and other crimes, and we continue to pull our punches even under this administration.
Bruce, in the 30 seconds we have left, what do you make of the president's comments yesterday about fire, fury, and power the likes of which the world has never seen before? Is that an effective statement when dealing with North Korea?
Well, it sounds very similar to what North Korea says, very over the top. I don't think it's helpful to be that strong in the language. And has he drawn a red line that now he may not fulfill, as Obama did with Syria and Trump did earlier this year when he said that an ICBM test won't happen? So, you know, I think we need to make sure we don't needlessly or too easily draw red lines that we're not willing to carry through on.
All right, Bruce, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And that's Bruce Klinger, Senior Research Fellow for Northeast Asia at the Heritage Foundation's Asian Studies Center. 7:15 on WMAL, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a couple things to watch for. Of course, in addition to the morning rush hour volume, heading to the Wilson Bridge, crash just reported, a two-car crash, crews are on their way to, on the inner loop, so out of Maryland into Virginia, inner loop near St. Barnabas Road, and that was along the right side. For DC 295 southbound, crews were responding to an incident south of Benning Road near East Capitol Street. I'm looking at delays almost out of Chevrolet linking up now off of 50, so keep alert. In Riverdale, good shape this morning. Looks lighter than normal off the Beltway and continuing on to that split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, 95 to George Avenue. Outer loop, inner loop slows off of 95 to get you past Route 1. Virginia, it's been a bit of an obstacle on 66 to get by the crash at Business 234. For Manassas, which was cleared, broken down their Centerville out of the way. Now it's a lot of stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today partly cloudy skies with a high near 85. Tonight clear skies, low 67. Tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny with a high near 85. Currently in our nation's capital, 66 degrees at 7:17 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, here's an Uber driver that deserves 5 stars. And if you could do more than that, probably that too. On Monday in Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, there was an Uber driver by the name of Chad Farley who was driving around, you know, of course, looking for passengers, and he gets a notification that he has one, and he picks him up, and the gentleman that he picked up says, "Take me to the middle of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge." Okay? So he's en route to the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. Apparently, it's a popular place for people to attempt suicide.
Oh, okay.
And it's been, I guess, a regular problem to some extent. There's no walkway for pedestrians along the span, nowhere even to step safely, according to the St. Petersburg Times. I think it's the Tampa Times now, actually. So he takes them there, and on the way, he begins to sense, okay, well, obviously something's wrong here. So he begins chatting up the man, and he finds out that he has brain cancer.
Ugh.
So in the process, he said, but he was getting out, but before he did, I told him how much God loves him. I prayed for him. I held his hand, he said. He was talking about that he picked him up from his house. He started the conversation. He was telling me how he'd gotten the news from his doctor that he had brain cancer. I told him about my mother who'd passed from cancer. I asked him if he was in school. He said yes, that he wanted to be a counselor, and that he wanted to help hopeless people. I commended him for that. And he noticed something was up with his passenger and obviously had this conversation with him. He said he prayed for him. He took his hand and he said it was unbelievable how much he was shaking with him. At one point, he decided to take a photo. He said they basically wanted to take a photo. He's like, would you mind taking a photo with me? So he did. And the guy who wanted to commit suicide, you know, held up a peace sign in the photo. And he said he used it. And as soon as the guy gets out of the car at his destination, the middle of this bridge, he instantly calls the police and sends them the photo. So, you know, he two parts. He's trying to set the guy's mind at ease, trying to tell him he's loved, prays for him, prays with him. And then he gets out of the car and then he instantly notifies authorities who are able to get there in time and stop this guy from taking his own life.
Wow.
So this guy, I mean, went way above and beyond the call of duty that's involved with a simple app pickup. I mean, I can't imagine how many strange people you might pick up if you're just driving in a taxi service, Uber, Lyft, whatever, who you deal with on any given night anywhere, nevertheless in Florida, of all places, where Florida Man happens to live. Just the people you deal with, where you often think to yourself, okay, just get out of my car, weirdo. Like, okay, whatever. I'm going to drop you off. You're going to be out of my life. I'm going to move on to the next thing. And in this case, Chad Farley did the exact opposite. He acted, and he saved this guy's life.
That's amazing.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, and he said, you know, when he realized where the destination was that he had picked, he realized it was in the center of the bridge. And when he asked him, well, why are we going there? The passenger, this young man, 28 years old, said that he planned to call an ambulance to take him to his doctor in Tampa. And he said, no, that didn't really sound right to me. So when they were at the toll booth, he said he made eye signals to the attendant, the driver, to the attendant that something's up with my passenger.
Right.
And a supervisor at the booth advised that he proceed to the safety of the rest area near the pier and use the phone there to call the ambulance.
Good call.
So once they were there, that's how they had this conversation, and that's why how they could get out to take the picture and how he could stand there and hold his hand and pray with him. So he was buying time, which was very, very smart. So people knew there was something up. And about 8:30 is when they finally parted company after taking the picture, and he called 911.
Well, this is quick thinking, and of course Uber should be celebrating this. And
yes.
You've got, apparently his main hustle is, we call the Uber the side hustle. His main hustle is he's a leader at his Baptist church. He's a part of the Community Bible Baptist Church, and he says he treats his Uber driving as an extension of his ministry. Quote, riders open up to you about a lot of things. True. You wouldn't expect them to tell strangers. I keep my church business card in the car. If someone's hurting, I give it to them. And that's kind of true, actually. Of all of the veil, I mean, it used to be, I think, that you like confess things to your bartender, but now people just sit and are buried in their phones. But when you're with a hired driver these days, it seems like that's the person you're like, I'm never going to see this guy again. I may as well get this weight off my shoulders, or I may as well have this private conversation in the car. No big deal. I'm never going to see the guy who's driving me again.
HBO actually had a show about this about 10 years ago called Taxi Cab Confessions. And what people would tell these taxi cab drivers, and they were trained to ask them questions and everything, and then they would sign the waiver at the end of it because, hey, you're going to be on TV.
Right. Yeah. Well, in this case, it definitely paid off. That confession saved that man's life.
Wow. Kudos to this man. Incredible. 722 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com.
All right, look around your home, but don't just look at the walls. Look below. Look at your feet and look at those floors. How old are they? Are they worn? How old is the carpet? How about the linoleum on your kitchen floor or the tile? How old is that stuff? If you want to replace some of the flooring in your home, brighten it up, get more resale value, you need quality flooring at incredibly low prices. You need to call 50 Floor. One of their flooring experts come to you. They come to your home on your schedule. They'll help you find the perfect flooring to fit your lifestyle, your needs, and your budget. Can't be more convenient than that. Installation, it's so easy. And guess what? During the month of August, that installation is free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, contact 50 Floor. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. Now, when you use the promo code WMAL, you'll get an additional $100 discount. So you do it in the month of August, installation is free, and you get an additional $100 discount by using the promo code WMAL. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure. That's 50floor.com.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. the smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:25, let's check WMAL traffic and weather. It is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Now, for the most part, it's been a pretty mellow rush hour. We have a couple incidents to watch for, though. Maryland on the Beltway Greenbelt, the crash. Outer loop at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's over to the shoulder, so just seeing a little bit of volume left heading through New Carrollton, so heads up with that. And to the Wilson Bridge, the accident inner loop near St. Barnabas Road was in the right lane. Now as for Virginia, Greenway, Toll Road, no problems. 66, it's still bunched up here through Manassas and Centerville. We had two earlier incidents out of the way. Much better on 28 northbound, north of 66 after Walney Road. That crash is gone, and those delays have actually eased out pretty well. For 395, once you get through Landmark, just a brief delay at the 14th Street Bridge forming. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All the moisture way south of us now as a frontal boundary will stay south. We're influenced by a dry weather mass, and it'll stay with us here as we head through today. A few clouds around up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 66 degrees. It's 726 on WMAL.
We were joined yesterday by Christine Nagel. We're from College Park, and she was very supportive, of course. She's on the College Park City Council. She's very supportive of allowing non-citizens to vote in their community. That question was considered last night, and as you may have heard Bill Thompson say several times now, it's been put off. They've passed the buck, at least for now. This thing got much more hotly contested than they expected it to, I think, because, you know, Christine, when we were talking to her yesterday, Mary seemed to express surprise. The mayor of College Park saying that some council member did receive a very serious phone threat yesterday. They upped the police presence there. At the meeting, they decided to discuss the topic instead on September 5th. And at that point, they'll decide whether or not to let the College Park voters have the final say in a referendum on September 12th. They may just pass this right to the voters.
Well, she is the sponsor of the bill, so I can understand why she's surprised that so many people were against this.
Yeah.
Because she clearly thinks that it's a good idea.
728 now on WMAL.
Hey, honey, did you call New Look Home Design and schedule that free estimate for our new roof?
No, I've been putting it off.
Well, we should check out that 5-year same as cash deal. That's a fantastic way to pay off a new roof.
I know, right? 5-year same as cash is amazing. And I love that New Look's lifetime warranty transfers if we sell the house. Talk about increasing our home's value.
Well, let's schedule that estimate. Apparently, it's a great education on roofing, which we could use since it's a big investment. Plus, they'll check the attic for any obvious signs of damage.
5-year same as cash? Check. Amazing warranty? Check. Plus, I heard they install most roofs in a single day. It sounds like New Look makes this whole process really easy.
Great deal. Easy process. Beautiful roof. So, should we schedule that estimate?
All right, let's do it.
Yes!
I'm going to call New Look right now.
Contact New Look Home Design today. For a free estimate and 5-year same as cash, call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAO, we'll be joined by Richard Baum. He is the acting director of National Drug Control Policy. We have an opioid epidemic. It is out of control, and we're going to find out what the government is trying to do to address that epidemic and whether they can really do anything at all. We'll find out. It is now 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. New this hour, China is now weighing in publicly on the alarming escalation of the rhetoric between the U.S. and North Korea.
We have just received word from the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the first response on the record to President Trump's fire and fury remarks at North Korea's threat to attack U.S. military assets in Guam. It says, quote, "The current situation on the Korean Peninsula is complex and sensitive. China calls on all relevant sides to uphold the broad direction of resolving the North Korean nuclear issue through political means, avoid remarks and actions that could aggravate conflicts and escalate tensions, and make a greater effort to promote the issue through dialogue and negotiation."
Correspondent Will Ripley reporting from Beijing. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters aboard his plane as he was en route to Guam.
Well, look, the North Korean missile capability can point in many directions, so Guam is not the only place that could be under threat. No, I never considered rerouting the trip back, and I do not believe that there is any imminent threat in my own view.
And Tillerson says Americans should sleep well at night. The College Park City Council has postponed a vote on whether to allow non-citizens to vote in city elections. The council is now set to decide on September 12th whether to vote on the proposal or put the question to a referendum. Some drug dealers in St. Mary's County, Maryland have reportedly been indicted in the drug overdose deaths of six people. Governor Larry Hogan is scheduled to be among those at a news conference in St. Mary's County later this morning. Last week, the Maryland State Health Department released numbers that show fatal drug overdoses continue to climb in Maryland at an alarming rate. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,085, the NASDAQ at 6,370. Sports: Giancarlo Stanton hits his major league leading 38th homers. The Marlins beat the Nationals. The Angels edge the Orioles. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Stores 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, help with the crash on Dale City 95 northbound as you come up to the Prince William Parkway. It looks like most everything to the right shoulder. Now, there is an arrow board there, and they might be partially crowding that right lane for safety for the vehicles. So, again, this is northbound 95 as you are finding delays from Dale Boulevard off and on toward the Occoquan. Now, within those delays, the crash near the Prince William Parkway. All right, beyond 395 as you come off of the Beltway, Edsel Road, off and on to King Street. Again now, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, we're slowing. Slowing into Newington on the Fairfax County Parkway, coming southbound, approaching, and just as you pass I-95, that's where crews are dealing with the crash. No problems to report right now. On 66, we had earlier incidents between Manassas and Centerville. Now it's about the stop and go remaining. And to the Wilson Bridge, the crash, inner loop, as you come up to St. Barnabas Road. They were able to quickly clear that out of the travel lanes. We're hanging tight with those delays. St. Barnabas to the bridge span. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All the moisture way south of us now. As a frontal boundary will stay south, we're influenced by a dry weather mass, and it'll stay with us here. As we head through today, a few clouds around up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Woodbridge, 58 in Hyattsville, 66 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. 737 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 8:05 is Michael Oslin. He is with the Hoover Institute, and he is an expert on Asia. We're going to talk to him about our options with North Korea. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
Hey, good morning. The President of the United States yesterday in Bedminster, in addition to addressing North Korea, his primary focus of the day was dealing with the opioid crisis. So I'm pleased now to be welcoming to Mornings on the Mall the acting director of the White House's Office of National Drug Control Policy, Richard Baum. Richard, thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning.
My pleasure. Looking forward to the conversation.
So the president, making sure to get to the opioid epidemic, he's spoke regularly about this. Can you give us a brief summary of what the president's remarks were yesterday and what the White House's direction is going forward?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I think the key thing is from my point of view, and I should say, you know, I'm disappointed by President Trump for this job. I've been in government 20 years, working as a career official in the policy office, and the president has a strong sense of urgency to deal with this crisis. We know that 52,000 Americans die from drugs each year, 33,000 from opioids. The new numbers come out in December. We expect the numbers to be even higher, to be around 60,000. This is the worst epidemic, the worst drug epidemic in American history. So there's a lot the government is already doing, out money to the states for a drug treatment, and also a lot on law enforcement, domestic and international. But what the president wants is he wants to see more action, more effort, more focus, and to really sort of turn this crisis around. And so to have that sort of high-level focus, it's not something that we've always had at the White House. Sometimes attention ebbs and flows, but the president is very locked in and pushing very hard for very effective solutions to this problem.
Now, I imagine you've worked to some extent with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was appointed to head a task force by the president on this. And he, I guess, in recent weeks has called for, and that task force has called for, declaring a state of national emergency. The White House, Tom Price, the HHS director, saying yesterday they're not quite there yet, but they're considering all options. Can you tell me why there's some hesitancy to consider this a national emergency in terms of classification?
Yeah, it's a great question. And yeah, we ONDCP, my office, works very closely with the President's Commission. It's an independent commission, but ONDCP supports it, and I'm serving as executive director of the commission. So, you know, we have a crisis and an emergency. There's no debate over that. Really, what the conversation we're having is about the whatever additional legal authorities or resources are available through the authorities. I was standing next to Tom Price at the press conference yesterday when he made his comments on that. Secretary Price believes that we have in government already the authorities that we need to provide additional resources, and we're working to provide additional resources. So we are studying it and looking at it, but I think the question we're asking is absolutely in concept. We agree it's an emergency, it's a crisis. The question is, what tools would such a declaration bring us that we don't already have? So we're having that conversation, but really there's no debate over what Governor Christie and the commission said about the emergency. It's just some question about some of the technical legal authorities and how we use them.
This crisis, in my point of view, seems to just have come out of nowhere and has just exploded. I don't remember this 2 years ago. What has happened here? Why do we have this huge crisis on our hands now?
It's an excellent question. The problem emerged gradually over the last 15 years due to the abuse of prescription drugs. This is a complicated story, but essentially we vastly overprescribed to our population very powerful narcotic analgesics like oxycodone. And you see, if you look at the data, when people get these medications weren't really designed for use in the home for extended periods for chronic pain. They're really designed for short-term use in the hospital setting. And when the pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession, with good intent, wanting to ease, I'm not saying their intent was bad, but it was very careless, and the consequences were terrible. If you look at the data, once people are on these medications for more than 5 days, their rates of addiction shoot up very dramatically. So what you have is this huge baseline of Americans who have developed a dependence on pharmaceuticals, most of which they got legally from their doctor. And so you've seen the gradual increase, but what you've seen, into your comment about the last 2 years, which is, I think, a good one, is basically the same opioid substance that's in oxycodone and these other medications are also in heroin and in fentanyl. And what we've seen in the last couple of years is very pure heroin and very pure synthetic opioids such as fentanyl that are extremely dangerous and risky to use, really expose that drug-using population to the risk of overdose and death.
You were in Loudoun County and Frederick County, two local audiences, of course, yesterday, having community roundtables, obviously with members of the public, to discuss this. What were the sort of results of those roundtables?
I have to say, I was planning to go out with a Barbara Comstock.
Oh, of course. Okay,
so Loudoun yesterday, but I got called to Bedminster to meet with the president.
This is how the time space continuum works. You can't be both in Bedminster and
right
at these roundtables. Okay. Well, it was good to know. I have the press release in front of me. I was like, your name's there.
I do know. I've met with the congressman before because I went to Sterling, Virginia for the Take Back Day 4 or 5 months ago that DEA organized, and I had a chance to talk with her about the problems in the region. And I know it's a very hard-hit region, a serious concern with fatal overdoses, concern about the trafficking and distribution of fentanyl.
Yes.
And I know that Loudoun County has been hard hit, and a lot of families are really hurting with their kids struggling with their adult kids sometimes with this problem, and unfortunately too many moms and dads have buried their kids, so it's a very, very serious problem.
We've got 20 seconds. With heroin, you mentioned, how important is border security to all of this?
It's critical to reducing the supply and reducing the availability. There's no silver bullet solution. We have to do everything. Treatment, prevention, education, border enforcement, international cooperation. That's what the president plans to do. A single comprehensive strategy focused on this problem.
All right. Richard Baum, the acting director of acting director of drug control policy, right? National drug control policy for the White House.
Some people just say drug czar. It comes out easier.
Drug czar. Okay. I like that. Thank you very much, Mr. Drug czar. Appreciate having you stop by Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
7:44 now.
Ready to trade sitting in traffic for sitting on the beach? Don't miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WMAL.
Like many people, I've been looking for a new dentist, so I went to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I can't say enough wonderful things about them. Like a lot of other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but I got to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I felt comfortable enough to tell them what makes me nervous when I go to the dentist, and they didn't judge me at all. They said, it's perfectly normal. We see all sorts of people with all sorts of anxieties. They're compassionate, caring dentists, and they get it. There is no rush when you get in the chair. You go at your speed. Everything's talked about in advance, all 100% permission-based. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to be comfortable so that they can get you into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. You have a smile you can be proud of, and you are not delaying a dental visit until you're in pain. To learn more about Sedation Dentistry, if you have a nagging tooth pain, or maybe, like me, you just need a wonderful dentist, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. 7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and it overall has been, but now getting a little bit busy on the southeast-southwest freeway. Let's start there. Heading westbound off of the 11th Street Bridge. Crash reported after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. This is a little bit better news for sure. The accident quickly cleared interloop near St. Barnabas Road, so all lanes open. That's where you'll hit those delays, and that will take you off and onto the bridge span, so pretty normal backups. Topside, we're jammed. College Park to Silver Spring on the Virginia side. Let's go Interstate 95 first with the accident on the shoulder now, north at the Prince William Parkway. On the Fairfax County Parkway in Newington, trying to get toward and past I-95. That's where we have one lane blocked. The incident looks minor, but losing that one lane has really put the tie up here on that southbound Fairfax 286 Fairfax County Parkway delay, again heading into Newington. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We keep a lot of the clouds away. We'll see a few around this morning, a light breeze, and a few around this afternoon with sunshine and nice and mild up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 66 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. So have you ever thought about going to law school? Vince, you're the type of guy who I think has thought about going to law school, right?
Of course, I've considered it. But you know the advice they give you is, like, if you don't know why you're going to law school, don't go to law school.
Well, I know a lot of unemployed law school grads who are not working in the law field are looking for gigs and have a law degree and no job. I actually took the LSATs because I was thinking about going to law school. It was something I wanted to do. And
We call it the LSAT in the law school thinking about community.
Oh, is that what I said? The LSAT? I was going to call it the LSAT. But I decided to go with the LSAT, which is the law school aptitude test, law school admissions test. Well, that's been the gold standard forever and ever. Well, now Georgetown Law School says, you know what, we're going to, of course, accept the LSATs, but we're also going to accept the GREs. Is there another term that you in the law school thinking community use instead
of
GREs?
We call those the GREs.
The GREs?
No,
we
call it the GRE, yes.
Oh, okay, just checking. They're doing this to recruit, quote, a more diverse class of students. There you go. There you go. Up until this point, the school only accepted the LSATs. The LSATs focus on analytical reasoning, logical reasoning, and reading comprehension related to studying and practicing law. Gee, imagine that. Whereas the GRE was created for more general graduate students, and it assesses a lot of the same things that the SATs assess: math, reading, English, writing skills, that type of stuff. So they assess different skills. But this would be like, in my world, if you're going to go to medical school, you take the MCATs,
right?
Which
the
MCATs. Exactly. Well, those of us in the medical world call them the MCATs. But you take those because they assess your ability to be able to succeed in a medical school setting and the things that you need to practice medicine. For instance, if you're not good at math, you're probably not going to get into medical school. So they test a lot of math and a lot of chemistry and a lot of those types of things. You wouldn't accept the GREs as an admission standard. So you can look at this two ways. Either this is a good thing because maybe I'm just not that good at analytical reasoning, but I really want to go to law school. Or you can look at it as, are we watering down the requirements to go to law school at Georgetown, which is a great school as much as I have some alumni who are going to beat me for saying that Georgetown is a great
school. It looks like Harvard, by the way, is headed in the same direction.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't really know the answer here, other than to say that you really hope they're not dumbing down the whole thing. Just that you give a general graduate admissions test rather than a specialized law test, the LSATs.
Yeah, well, the Dean of Admissions, Andy Kornblatt, said the LSAT remains an important admissions tool, but we also believe that it is well past time that the legal profession open wide the doors to an even more diverse population that better reflects American society as a whole, and they hope that the GRE will help them accomplish that goal. 750 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
Fabric, individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there's one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When it's time to sell your home, whether by choice or necessity, it's understandable to want top dollar. With Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance, you never need to worry. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for 8% more money than the average local agent. When Elroy lost his job, he knew he needed to sell his home. He heard about Frank and his incredible marketing system, so he gave him a call. In just 1 week, Frank had multiple offers, and Elroy accepted an offer for top dollar. That's the power of Frank Prindle. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi there, Mary. Good Wednesday morning. Well, tension in North Korea is up and stock futures are down this morning, indicating a lower open on Wall Street. Disney will launch its own streaming service for its movies, TV shows, and original content in 2 years, and it will pull all of that entertainment from Netflix. Meantime, shares of Disney are lower in pre-market trading on quarterly earnings that show that its ESPN unit continues to struggle. Disney's Parks and Resorts division was the bright spot, though. Children's Place just reported mixed quarterly results, but same-store sales were up and disappointing earnings and revenue from Office Depot. Mortgage applications picked up last week, driven by homeowners who are refinancing. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average rate on a 30-year home loan is 4.14%. And no winner last night. The Mega Millions jackpot for Friday night is now $382 million. sellers. That's the sixth largest in the history of the game. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sauna Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by AAA. I want to give you a heads up if you use Mark or Penn trains. Mark Penn Line train service suspended in the Odenton area, right near Odenton, where we have police department activity. Until further notice, no Mark or Penn Line trains going through there. Now, on the roads, let's get you in the Newington area with the crash. Still blocking one lane and still giving us delays on the Fairfax County Parkway. So if you're heading southbound on 286, approaching and right as you pass I-95, that's where you lose the right lane with the incident. On Interstate 95, pushing through Dale City, still very slow toward the Occoquan. Part of the problem, the crash, right as you would exit on toward the Prince William Parkway, still crowds that right side. 66, we're bunched up. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Had the crash on the inner loop of the Beltway in the Tysons area. That was in the local lanes. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. And to the Wilson Bridge, the crash near St. Barnabas Road, that's been completed. All lanes now open. AAA, it's the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide because it's been their primary focus for over a century now. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We keep a lot of the clouds away. We'll see a few around this morning, a light breeze, and a few around this afternoon with sunshine and nice and mild up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 66 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government secured returns up to 18%. Annually, and how to buy highly discounted tax delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-614-2119 now to get your free kit. Call 800-614-2119 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-614-2119. That's 800-614-2119.
Let Mattress Warehouse help you get ready for back to school. Take advantage of dorm essential savings. Get a bed gear pillow and protector for just $49.99 or a Comfort Essentials memory foam mattress, twin or twin XL, just $139.99. And perfect for college apartments, grab the all-in-one special featuring an 8-inch memory foam mattress and a platform bed starting at $479. Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. Visit sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
Everyone has a problem area, right? We all do. Love handles, beer belly for guys, and the last piece of loose tummy skin for ladies. They just never seem to go away, especially after you lose weight. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing Novara from Chamonix, a breakthrough scientific formula to sculpt, tone, and firm up the skin on the belly and thighs, and even eliminate the appearance of stretch marks and cellulite. The secret is intense, slim technology coupled with caffeine and hyaluronic acid guaranteed to tighten, firm, and tone your belly, thighs, and even the very stubborn cellulite and stretch marks. So now you can get the job done. You're a couple weeks away from having amazing results guaranteed or your money back. Call now. Try Novara Ultra Sculpting Treatment with Intense Slim, risk-free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call in the next 10 minutes and get the new Novara Cellulite and Stretch Mark treatment free with your order. Get the body you deserve and your confidence back. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Who are Care Suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Coming up on WMAL.
The President of the United States saying that we're going to bring down fire and fury on North Korea if it comes to it. Does that reassure you or does that make you a little nervous?